wants changes to a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Blinken is not saying what they are, but
some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The secretary's in gutter, pushing a plan that has global support, but not full backing from either Hamas or Israel. He says the U.S. and fellow mediators will keep working
to try to close this deal,
saying while there are gaps between the parties,
I believe those gaps are bridgeable. Doesn't mean they will be bridged, because, again, it ultimately depends on people saying yes.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
While a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel is being worked out, Hezbollah has retaliated for the killing of a senior commander. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Scores of rockets were fired from Lebanon toward northern Israel on Wednesday morning, hours after Israeli airstrikes killed four officials from the militant Hezbollah group, including a senior military commander. The Israeli military said that about 90 projectiles were detected, of which some were intercepted, and that several fires were caused by the strikes. 55-year-old Talib Sami Abdullah, who was known within Hezbollah as Haj Abu Talib, was the most senior commander killed since fighting began 8 months ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said during a visit to Budapest that Hungary will not block NATO plans to take over coordination of Western military support for Ukraine.
No Hungarian personnel will take part in these activities, and no Hungarian funds will be used to support them. At the same time, the Prime Minister has assured me that Hungary will not oppose these efforts, enabling other allies to move forward.
The alliance would also coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces. This is VOA News. Heading to a summit in Italy, President Biden aims to bolster support for Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.